Nixon wants New York to adopt a health care system that would bypass insurance companies and expand existing government-funded health care for seniors to all New Yorkers. She spoke recently to supporters in Albany.
We can have a New York with a single-payer Medicare for All system.
In a video released by her campaign, she says her mother's ordeal with breast cancer when Nixon was a teenager helped shape her views.
My mother found a lump in her breast that she rightly suspected was cancerous. She was unemployed. She had no health insurance. She went out and got the first job she could find that offered health coverage, and then she waited a month because she was afraid that if she got it checked out right away, the health insurance company would say it was a pre-existing condition and would refuse to pay for her treatment.
Nixon says her mother had to feign surprise when the doctor discovered the lump. Her mom received treatment and recovered. The single-payer measure, known as the New York Health Act, has been approved several times in the state assembly, but it stalled in the Senate. Nixon blames her opponent in the Democratic primary for governor, incumbent Andrew Cuomo, for the bill's failure. Cuomo, until this past spring, backed a group of breakaway Democrats in the state Senate. They helped Republicans keep control of the chamber. The RAND Corporation released a cost analysis study of the New York health plan and found that it would lower costs for patients and providers and would save the health care system in the state $15 billion over the next 12 years. But it would require nearly $140 billion in new tax revenue over the next 4 years. That would make up for the loss of health insurance premiums and copays to the health care system. That's 1.5 times more than the state currently collects in revenue. It would also require the Trump administration to grant a waiver to New York to set up the plan. Governor Cuomo has expressed support in the past for the idea of a single-payer system, but after the RAND study was released, Cuomo expressed concerns about the potential cost of the program, but he says he'll discuss it with the legislature. Lately, the governor's been taking steps to preserve protections established under the Federal Affordable Care Act into New York law. He spoke before a gathering of health care workers, where he announced that his administration rejected rate hikes requested by health insurance companies who provide insurance through the state's exchange.
We are going to do it by codifying the Affordable Care Act in New York state law and New York state regulations. We have already started. We banned insurance companies from discriminating against people with pre-existing illnesses, so that's done.
The ACA has been largely successful in New York. The state's health care exchange provides insurance for 1/5 of New Yorkers. And since it began, the rate of uninsured New Yorkers has been cut in half, from 10% to 5%, according to numbers from the state health department. Whichever candidate wins the Democratic primary in September, they will face Republican Mark Molinaro in the November elections. Molinaro, concerned about the costs of enacting single-payer health care, says if the legislature were to pass the plan, he'd veto it.
New Yorkers cannot afford a $92 billion additional tax and have a government-run health care where choice is eliminated, where private insurers are no longer allowed. They've made clear this, not to mention the state of New York and the governor can't run the subway system in the city. I don't think it's safe or fair to anyone to put the state of New York in charge of health care.
Molinaro says he'll release his own health care plan later in the campaign. He says he backs access to quality health insurance and health care, but he says that system has to include choice and competition. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.